struggle with being truly thankful today? Elizabeth Elliot says, "I'm one who is having to learn this lesson of gratitude." I think we can all relate to what Elizabeth is saying. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of author and teacher Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking again today about the will of God, that subject that is so scary and so perplexing to so many Christians. I don't suppose I ever have a question that occurs more often than, how can I know the will of God? And don't you think the will of God is scary? It always makes me sort of chuckle when people come up, as more than one person has done, and said, "But what if God did to me what he did to you?" And I think, well, you'd be the most blessed woman that ever lived. I can't imagine being more greatly blessed than I have been. Once I made that decision so many years ago that I wanted the will of God, it has been a pathway not without suffering, but it leads to joy. And as the Bible says, the path of the just, and the just simply means a person who is walking in the way of God, is as a shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. Now, I had a letter from a listener who was absolutely infuriated at me a few months ago because I had talked about submission to husbands. The Bible says, and this is not Elizabeth Elliot talking, this is what the Bible says. God, the Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, says, "Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands." Couldn't be a more unpopular notion nowadays, could it? And to my dismay, I find that it's just as unpopular among Christians as it is among the world. I mean, the world thinks it's just absolute nonsense. And unfortunately, a lot of Christians have bought that idea too. But understandably, I have had a number of rather furious letters. And one woman wrote to me to say that she had been infuriated when she heard me say this on the radio, "Obey your husband." And she said, my reaction was, what does she know about those women who are not married to Christian husbands? And I probably had mentioned on my radio talk that I have been married to three Christian husbands. I've never been abused. I've never been beaten. And my husband, Lars Grin, is still feeling fine as far as I know. He happens to be in Florida today, but I talked to him last night. So I still have husband number three. And understandably, this woman thought, what does Elizabeth Elliot know about it? She doesn't know anything about it. She's never been married to the kind of husband I've been married to. And she said she'd been married 39 years to one man. She said, I was a dutiful wife. I followed him from job to job, from state to state, but I was very spiritually hungry. And she told how she had finally found Christ through a neighbor. Well, she came to an amazing conclusion, and I thought, this is the perfect illustration of everything that I've been saying throughout this week about the will of God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is a story that illustrates that the way in which God gets his will done on earth is so far from our imaginings. It's just a reminder of the fact that he's God. He is the man on the bridge. He can see over the fog. He has a totally different plan, a totally different purpose than most of us even dream of. But Christians know that his purpose for us is fulfillment and joy. Now, why he has to arrange things the way he does is not our business. But guess what happened? This woman, as she reviewed her life and those 39 years of being married to a non-Christian, she herself, not a Christian, but spiritually hungry, traipsing around from job to job and from state to state, and I can't imagine anything that would be more difficult than having to do that, especially if you're a mother and the children have to be rooted up and the house has to be sold or a new rental place found. And, oh, who wants to move? I mean, nobody in his right mind would enjoy the process of moving. But as she looked back over all of those things, and the fact that finally God had gotten her to this particular state where the next-door neighbor was the one who led her to Christ, she said, "My fury with you for saying you're supposed to submit to your husband just melted away when I suddenly realized you're right. If I hadn't followed my husband, I would never have met Christ. She would never have been in the place where she was, where her next-door neighbor could lead her to Christ." That raises, of course, the obvious question, but God could have done it another way. God didn't. We're asking God to accomplish His will in His way. So I just want to thank that listener, if she happens to be listening today, for that encouraging letter. All that strange, circuitous, tortuous way that God took her in order to bring her finally to a place where she could meet Jesus Christ. It puts a different light on everything, doesn't it? God's work has got to be done in God's way. And God not only knows how to accomplish His will, God knows in what way it's going to be accomplished, too. There may be a good many of you out there who are infuriated with me about something I've said, whether it's submit to your husband or something else, saying to me, "What do you know about it?" I do want to ask one question, and I hope I can ask it graciously and gently. I know that I don't know your situation. Is it only those who have experienced the specific trouble we are experiencing who can speak to us? Will we close our ears to all others? Are there not principles to live by, available to all of us in God's Word? I believe that the gospel is the gospel. Foolishness to them who are not saved, but the power of God unto salvation. I do believe that the same message is meant for every one of us. And the same prayer that we're thinking about today, "Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done," is appropriate to every single one of us. On the cross, we're told that Jesus Christ bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. Elizabeth Elliot hasn't borne your grief, nor can she. She has not carried your sorrows. I've known a few griefs and a few sorrows of my own, but I'm pointing you to the one who took all your griefs and your sorrows quite literally with him when he went to Calvary. We read that he was the man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. He was despised, oppressed, afflicted, bruised, stricken, smitten, wounded, cut off. He poured out his soul unto death. Is there anything relevant there for you? Grief, despising, oppression, affliction, bruising, smitten, wounded, cut off. The message of the cross is foolishness to the world. But when I give you the message of the cross, will I be accused of an oversimplification? Too many who call themselves Christians today see the gospel as relevant only so long as it mirrors their own ever-shifting secular assumptions. Self-realization has supplanted many people's ideas of salvation. Becoming what we're meant to be means self-assertion to many. Becoming what we're meant to be, from a Christian standpoint, means self-abandonment, not self-assertion. A total giving over of, not a cultivation of, the self. Is contemporary culture, or the context of my individual need, more powerful than the living word? Christ nailed to a cross. That's the power of God and the wisdom of God. What a contradiction, what a paradox. A man fixed to a cross with iron nails. Powerful? Wise? The cross is the power of God. No wonder a Christian is criticized for being too simple. If being married to a non-believer is not a context of great human need, for the wife, I mean, then what is? Being married to a non-believer is a daily factor in the wife's life, and it calls for constant recourse to one who is stronger than she, one who is a very present help in trouble. Great peace have they which love thy law. I'm so grateful for that illustration of the woman who, though she was furious at me for talking about submitting to husbands, because I've never had a non-Christian husband, realized later on that if she had not submitted to her non-Christian husband, she would not have met the woman who led her to Christ. Are you willing to pray, "Thy will be done"?
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliott has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.